You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. But you think about this, you know, we're going to talk about Hamas just right now. Mm-hmm. We want to hear your comments below. Comment, write to us at friends at VFNKB.com. But Proverbs 2:21-22 talks about, very specifically, about people who take this stance against God to do evil. What
That's
does it
right.
say?
For the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be rooted out of it. We was talking about the Golan Heights. You know, the Golan Heights was won, I believe, in the 1950s in the war with Syria. And Israel won that.
They had to because it was like it. It's literally like not having your head, somebody else having that part of your body.
I've been there. You can stand from the Golan Heights, and you could actually look all the way through to Israel. Right. I mean, you can launch anything in there.
Right. And so they now, officially now, have been recognized to get it back. It was theirs all along. As a matter of fact, there's a lot more land that's actually theirs.
They've already get used to it.
Yeah.
They've
President, Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about the coming land grab, which is spoke about, I believe, in a specific book. But I know this. I know that we want to get to understand Hamas. Hamas is CAIR in America, C-A-I-R, has historically taken to court and were tied in with Hamas, almost like a fundraising arm of Hamas, kind of like the PR people to be able to raise money for Hamas. Hamas is a government that says specifically one of their primary goals and their charter is to be able to eliminate Israel, I believe, and push them in the sea, or just to do away with Israel.
Newly elected government, because for the Gaza Strip, because they were just like the bully arm of Iran, I believe, right? That was like the mob henchmen, if you will, because they did so much terrorist activities towards Israel.
Yeah, in regards to, I don't know if Iran was supporting and sending the missiles and all that, but in regards to just not good. Not good, and they hate not the people of Gaza Strip, but the government. There's two different things going on there. A government that oppresses the people, doesn't transfer the wealth down to the people, but it comes in and is financed from other people to be able to come against Israel. They're kind of like a cancerous thing there within the body of the land there. But the question is, let's just find out, you know, what is Hamas? Let's find out a little bit about that as we watch. I believe this is PragerU.
No, this is actually from IDF, Israeli Defense Force.
Awesome. Really good then.
Yes.
Take a look.
As the ruling government in Gaza, it's Hamas's duty to take care of the citizens of Gaza. In the last 10 years that Hamas has been in power in the Gaza Strip, they've made a few key improvements. The first is the economy. 67% of Hamas's entire Gaza budget is spent on the military wing of the organization. Since 2014, Hamas has spent more than $120 million on terror tunnels. This was money that Hamas could have used for civilian purposes to improve life in Gaza. Instead, the money is going to terror. This leads us to improvement number two, infrastructure. Hamas has been hard at work investing large amounts of resources into building the terror tunnel network under the Gaza Strip. To build this network, Hamas has been using construction material, cement, and other valuable resources that could have gone to build schools, homes, businesses, and mosques. Hamas has built these tunnels to infiltrate Israeli communities. This brings us to area number three, suppression. Hamas is not a big fan of freedom of speech or expression and actively quashes dissent. Hamas monitors posts, articles, and tweets written by Palestinians and arrests and tortures critics. Hamas's political rivals are subject to torture and often, after confessing, are publicly executed. With developments like these, it's clear that Hamas is doing everything possible to make the Gaza Strip an open and free society for all of its citizens. Or are they?
So important when you think about it that I think about the son of Hamas, you know, the Green Prince. You got to see that movie. You can find us. As a matter of fact, we're going to make related material for you right here on VFNKB, The Torch, to be able to find out more about that. But you got to understand
brave,
that
brave
the son of one of the head leaders is known as the Green Prince, that he was won over. He's now a Christian, but he was won over by the Jewish people, treated so well. He didn't understand that, you know, they're not evil like Hamas said they were, his dad said they were.
Yeah.
And he basically now speaks truth bolder than anybody, I think, in the face of the earth. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we have a lot about him at VFNKB.com on the torch. But you got to see firsthand what they're doing when they're shooting these missiles into Israel. Israel's, it could, 60 miles, it's about 60 miles at its widest point. That's how big, small it is. You could fit it into what?
New Jersey.
It could fit into New Jersey and a lot of room left over.
Oh, yeah.
It's just small. So now you imagine having missiles coming into something so small. And they're coming and landing on your home or your neighbor's home. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look at what it looks like when your homes are being bombarded by rockets from Hamas. A tragedy. Let's hear firsthand from the people that are experiencing these very attacks. There are people being protected that we need to protect there. Let's go there now.
We have homes here.
We have lives here.
We have homes here. We raise children.
We go to school.
We play with friends.
We are the mothers.
We are the fathers.
And the children.
Living near Gaza.
It's time our story was told.
We are the ones that hear,
feel,
and see the violence from the riots.
It's our backyard that they burn with flaming kites.
It's our homes they wish to destroy with rockets.
It's our families they want to hurt with grenades.
I want to walk with my three children without worrying which one to grab first to run from a rocket.
I want to spend time with my grandmother without worrying how to take her wheelchair into the bomb shelter.
I wish I didn't know the sound of a siren.
I wish I didn't know the smell of burning fields.
I wish I didn't know the sound of exploding shrapnel.
But we do.
We do.
We do.
And yet, we still have hope.
I hope that one day a balloon will just be a balloon.
That when I see a kite, I smile.
And that the sounds in the air are just the sounds of nature.
We are the mothers.
The fathers.
The teachers.
The farmers.
The students.
And the children.
Living near Gaza.
And we deserve to live.
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 We all deserve to live.
If you were talking to them right now, what would you say to them? What would you say to the teacher, to the son? Comment below, share your comments. What would you say to them? And what would you say to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his stand and President Trump for his stand? It's an amazing day. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for those that are watching right now, those that are listening, God, that you would bless them, that you would encourage them, that you would heal them. Lord, we pray protection over Israel, Jerusalem, Lord God, strengthen them, God, in this difficult time. Be with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his family during this election coming up, God. God, dear Lord, we ask you, God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.